Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams. You're listening to the Manifesting Miracles podcast. By tuning in today, you're dialing into your frequency of abundance. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, your manifestation master and guide. Ever since 2016, I've been obsessively dedicating my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. You see, you are truly more powerful than you can even imagine and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. I'm going to teach you how to attract a life beyond your wildest dreams using your own divine power. So let's get started manifesting your miracles right now. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Manifesting Miracles with your host, Michelle Juanita Lamont. And I am so excited because today's topic is a difficult one, but is one that needs to be discussed. And it's one that's important, and all of us are listening, even myself. I go back and listen to these podcasts because I believe I'm transmitting information higher than me, tapping into my meditative state when I create these podcasts. I don't have show notes. I just have images in my head about what you guys really want me to talk about and what's going on in the world right now. We all want to manifest, but so many of us are escaping depression. We're battling anxiety. We can't conquer our fears. We're living in chaotic times. And we're operating out of sadness. We're operating out of lack. We're operating in a state where joy is not the common denominator. And we have anxiety. And we don't have as much happiness as we want to have. And I'm eating a cough drop. So if you hear it bouncing around, understand I'm still trying to heal from my voice. My heel's trying to heal my voice. But more and more so, I find in my classes, I find in my one-on-one calls. If you don't know, you can book a 1 hour, a half hour, or 90-minute call with me. We can get a lot accomplished. It's recorded. It's via Zoom. I also offer a free 7-day course, and a lot of people take this free 7-day course to start out their manifestation journey, and they leave a lot of feedback about how they were feeling. Another way is whenever I do my newsletter, if you don't receive my newsletter, I have a weekly newsletter. And we'll ask, you know, of the thousands and thousands of people who are subscribed to the newsletter, how are you feeling right now? What's going on in your world? How would you rank your happiness factor? And it seems that in 2024, that's the earth year I'm living in right now. Happiness seems to be at the bottom of a lot of people's lists. And it seems like in a world where anxiety and sadness seem to be our ever-present companions, it can be challenging to find moments of true happiness. True happiness. So if you're feeling like many people, disenchanted, struggling with depression, and surrounded by a climate of fear, know that you, my love, are not alone. And in this 30-minute episode, I'm dedicated to helping those who seek a beacon of light in their darkness, offering practical guides on how to manifest happiness, even in the midst of the deepest despair. And I don't want to come on here becoming Pollyanna, half glass full kind of thinking, because if you're in a state of anxiousness, if you're in a state of depression, if you're in a state of chaos, if you're in a state of low vibrational energy, people who come across too happy are annoying as fuck. When I was in my very lowest state, and I find myself drifting there from time to time, I'm not completely healed, as none of us are, and healing is a moving target. There is no way to measure it. But grief is also there. Grief from our tragedies that we've experienced in our life. Fear about what could happen to those that we love most because it happened to us. Worry, despair, disillusionment, chaos runs rampant in a world with such instability. Manifesting happiness seems obsolete as a task. More people I find don't really want to discuss what makes them happy. They just believe, like, Michelle, if I manifest $1 million, I'm going to be happy. No, you won't. I promise you. Oh, well, it's easy for you to say because this is that. No, it's not. I have worked with some of the wealthiest people, some of the most famous people. I have worked in all kinds of states around all types of different personalities. And money is not the cure-all. It just means instead of having freeze-dried coffee out of a tin can, you can now buy $12 coffee or $25 coffees from fancy coffee shops. You're still the same person drinking the same fucking piece of shit coffee because the coffee isn't really tasting that much better. You're just feeling that much better drinking it because you feel like somehow you've made it. Money is not the answer, because the problem doesn't lie in the finances. The problem lies in your mind, in your energy, and how you believe about yourself. You can't rank it. You can't put it in a bank account, a happiness bank account. But you can energetically. And we are a chakra-based human. And our chakras are the meridians of our energy working up and down our energy core centers. And these chakras, along with our mind, including our amygdala, our frontal cortex, our reticular activation system, whether our brain is operating in alpha right before we go to sleep, in delta, or in theta, whether our amygdala is enlarged, whether we had examples of happiness or joy, all result in us believing that in one simple process, through money, we would find happiness. And the fact of the matter is that money is such a prominent thing. It's literally everywhere. There's oceans of abundance everywhere. And that is not the key to manifesting happiness. One of the first things that I teach, whether you've taken one of my digital courses or you're taking one of my live courses or you're doing one-on-one coaching with me, is that we have to embrace our emotions in order to release them. We have to allow ourselves to acknowledge and release our own negative emotions. One of the best ways that I find and the simplest ways to start this process is to just start writing. Seems simple enough, seems easy enough, but it isn't simple enough and it isn't that easy. Because when you've had fucked up shit happened to you in your life, when you've been made to feel stupid or insecure or powerless, when you've been robbed and stolen from, abused, beaten, dismissed, disregarded, when you've been brutalized, when you've been ignored, when you've felt like nobody can hear you, nobody sees you, and nobody gets you. Writing down what you're thinking isn't something that just comes easy. But I want you to start there because it's the fastest and the easiest way to get yourself out of your mind and onto paper. By writing down your fears and your worries, you're going to start to remove them from your brain, and it's a psychological process. And as you start to write down all of the atrocities in your life, if you've never done this, start with the very first thing you can remember. What was the very first time you were made to feel alone or powerless or sad? For me, it wasn't when my mother died. It was prior. I wasn't getting the attention that I wanted, or I wasn't happy about something. So I remember telling my parents that I was going to run away. And I packed a suitcase, a little bitty, you know, a little girl's suitcase. And I remember having yellow rain boots on and a little white jacket. And my mom telling me I couldn't take my bike. And that if I was going to run away to find a better family, they would just buy me a better bike. And me and my little suitcase rolled down the walkway and onto the street before my father came and grabbed me and said, "You're not running away, Michelle. You're just angry." But that was one of the first times that I felt like I couldn't be seen. I wasn't taken seriously. And then obviously later on, a few years later, my mother would die. And within a couple of months, my biological father would pack up all my belongings in about 4 to 6 garbage bags, drive me about 3.5 hours away to an orphanage where I would remain from the age of 10 and a half until 17 to be brutalized emotionally, mentally, verbally, physically, sexually, and to be put in a place where I had no options and no voice. So if you've never written down anything that's ever happened to you, and it doesn't matter if you think your story isn't strong enough or doesn't matter enough. I was just working with somebody who, her and her brother were twins, and they seemingly had everything the same, except their father really seemed to love the brother a little bit more because he was athletic and the father was athletic. And this was something that she had held on to for almost all of her life and not realized it. And she was having problems with her brother. She was having problems with her husband. She wasn't really talking to her father. And she had a male coworker that was similar in age. And although all of these things separately didn't seem like they would add up to this childhood memory, at the end of the day, that's what was stopping her from manifesting her dream job. So we just simply started by writing down every single emotion, every single negative emotion, every single negative thought that she could remember. We'll call her Honey. And every time Honey would remember something, she wrote it down and she wrote it down and she kept saying, like, "I know this seems silly." Why? Why would it seem silly that your emotions matter? Why would it seem silly that you don't have a right to have those emotions or those emotions to be realized or discussed? Part of her journey was to be able to speak about her experiences, how they had impacted her life, and process through them. So once you write this letter where you list every single thing down, I want you to hold on to it for either the new moon or the full moon. Both are good times to have burning practices. I want you to then tear up that paper. And as you're tearing it up, I want you to just shout out, "These no longer are tied to me. These are no longer associated with my energy. I no longer feel tied to this history, and I am not going to recreate it in all my relationships moving forward." And then set that motherfucker on fire. Fire is transformation. Fire is symbolic for letting go. Fire is transformational. And soon after, Honey realized, because of this relationship with her brother, this relationship with her brother had bleeded over to her animosity to her father. Then she married somebody very similar to her male family members, and then attracted a boss very similar to her father. Because she had never really worked out that relationship, she was manifesting it over and over and over and over again until she healed from it. And so no matter what your situation is, whether you think it's not tragic enough or not sad enough, or maybe yours is 10 times sadder, 10 times more tragic, all of your emotions are valid. They are valid and they fucking matter. You matter. Your voice matters. Your sadness is an indicator that your chakra system is out of alignment. When we are in alignment, we don't think the way that we used to think. We look at problem solving. If some tragedy comes instantly into your life, do you think about the resolution or the frustration of the situation? It's normal to think of the frustration of the situation in the beginning. To just simply start with like, ugh, I'm so fucking annoyed at this situation. But then what do you do? Do you pivot to resolution or do you pivot to blaming and frustration, anger and chaos and depression? And if you're in a spiral where one thing happens and another thing happens and another thing happens and you're constantly out of alignment, well, vibrationally, you're going to be manifesting out of a sense of lack. Like, I don't deserve a job where people see me and respect me. I have to work hard for this. I have to be perfect. I have to be this. I have to be that. Where all of those things are just not true. In fact, none of them are. You're creating your reality, and all of these emotions are roadmaps to whether you're moving in the right direction or you're moving in the wrong direction. Because depression and anxiety and fear and chaos isn't the way that you want to continue to live, because you will continue to manifest in that way. Once you write this list, I want you to get into the habit of getting a journal. Now, if you want to support the show, I want you to grab your show mug, which right there in the show notes where you signed up to listen. Over there, if you just expand the notes, scroll down to the bottom, you'll see you can sign up for my free newsletter, my website, my free 7-day manifesting course. And then you'll see merchandise or shopping. And there'll be a show mug or a show tumbler or my journals. And my journals have perforated paper in them so they can be easily used for burning practices and candle work. They also have affirmations on them and a QR code that when you scan it, gives you a meditation, a 10-minute meditation that you can listen to as you're journaling in our show journal. So if you don't have one yet, please consider picking one up and supporting the show. But the next thing is really journaling. If you start each day journaling, meaning writing down three things that you are so completely enamored of and happy about, it will absolutely do two things. First, your mind starts to shift into, instead of the old programming where I get red lights, my boss hates me, my children don't appreciate me, my husband isn't fucking me, my wife isn't fucking me, I don't have enough money. What does this kid want now? Why can't I just lay in the couch and watch sports all day? Energy or whatever the fuck it is your life wants to be. Your brain goes into that pre-programmed operating mode and doesn't really know how to shift out of it. The second thing that happens when you start journaling is that your mind starts to release these problems. And then if you start journaling in appreciation or in gratitude, your mind looks to find more things in appreciation and gratitude. Now, when I was in my darkest place prior to my attempting to unalive myself in 2016, I don't know that I would have known where to start, except that I appreciated my dogs and my nieces, but I really didn't have anywhere to go. So if you don't know where to start to write three things down every single day, and remember, it takes 21 days to make a habit. And once you start releasing by embracing your emotions and writing them down and burning them and getting rid of them, you start to change the quantum field in which you're operating, you're manifesting. And then as you start to journal, I want you to just start with simple things. And if you don't know where to start, start at the top of your head. So if you have hair on your head, write your hair. If you're bald, go to your eyebrows. If you don't have eyebrows, go to your eyelashes. If you don't have eyelashes, go to your eyelids.
eyelids protect you, right? You can sleep now. You don't have things sliding into your eyes. They allow you to look down and look up. They allow you to clean your optics, your eyes, so you can see things. And if you're blind, can you hear? And if you can hear, then you can have appreciation for your ears. And I want you to just go from the top of your head to the bottom of your toes, thanking all your organs, all your veins, all your blood, your right and left heart chambers, all four of them, your kidneys, your shoulder blades, your triceps, your quadriceps. You'll learn A, a lot about the human body, and B, that you have a lot to be thankful for without even touching one thing in the house, in the home. And then you can do things like your mode of transportation or the ability to actually listen to this podcast. So there's so many things to be journaling and have gratitude towards that you start to put this practice into motion, then you'll shift. You'll shift your focus towards positivity and bring more joy into your life. Because if you're sad and you're depressed and you have $1 million, you're just going to buy $1 million worth of things that continue to allow you to be sad or depressed, or that will exacerbate that, like alcohol or drugs or needless shopping, instead of really focusing in on what it was that you haven't healed from. And so as we start to journal and as we start to write and as we start to proclaim our day, after you write the three things that you're happiest for, write the three things you're gonna manifest today. Start challenging the universe. I love to fucking challenge the universe. I'll look out the window and say, bring me an unexpected miracle today. Whether it's a ladybug, whether it's a butterfly. The other day, a butterfly landed right on my shoulder, right on my shoulder. And then I looked over at it and I was like, hi, buddy. And then it flew away. I got green light after green light after green light. My uncle and my aunt were just in town, and my uncle was like, I've never seen somebody as lucky as you. All of these great things are happening everywhere we went. We got a free drink. We got the greatest parking spot. The people were the nicest to us. We had the best waitress. She gave us a free dessert. I mean, it was like thing after thing after. And I looked at him and I said, it's because I exercise in kindness. I genuinely try every single day to find a way to make one person happier. I genuinely try to use my gifts and talents in every way possible. And whether those are earned gifts and talents by purchasing something for somebody, or spiritual, by helping somebody shift out of their energy, by coaching them and seeing through their pain, seeing why they're not manifesting that bulkhead of money, seeing why they're not getting those promotions, seeing why they're in that loveless relationship, seeing why they're single, and showing you psychically and energetically what I see helps move mountains in others' lives. But I couldn't get to this place and to this space where I could be a leader and a teacher and a speaker until I was truly in a place where I could really look at my depression, my anxiety, my anger, my frustration, my disillusionment, my disenchantment, and say, I am fucking broken. And if I am fucking broken, then I am breaking everything in my life. I'm breaking the bonds of trust between me and the universe. I'm breaking the bonds of faith between me and God. I'm breaking the bonds of love between me and myself. On and on and on. And so, as you know, I went back to school and got my mindfulness cognitive therapy accreditation. I'm certified, besides my undergrad in business, that's something totally different. Certified as a happiness expert from Yale. I can tell you that it was a long and winding road, and it's a road that I don't care to ever know the ending of, because every time I encounter a new anxiousness, a new anxiety, a new fear, I also find a new resolution, a new happiness, a new joy, and a new way forward, because the only way to survive is through. And they say that time heals all wounds, but there are some griefs that are not ever going to change. Time just goes on and you learn to live with it differently. But for those of you in those very dark holes, I want you to just start shifting your focus onto the things that are working. And I want you to start with some self-love and some affirmations that will come from the heart, because you are worthy, because you do deserve it. Say it with me on the count of three. I am worthy of happiness. One, two, three. I am worthy of happiness. Again, I am worthy of happiness. One more time, baby. I am worthy of happiness. Okay. Now, another one that I find for beginners who are really trying to move their energy and shift is I deserve to feel joy. Saying this to yourself all day long starts to rewire not only your amygdala and your reticular activation system, but it starts to rewire your subconscious mind towards positive thinking. And we need as much infiltration because we're already masters of the darkness and everything is dark. This whole planet is dark. The room is dark. You are darkness. Inside your body is dark. Now, how do you use that darkness along with the light to manifest things into your reality? If you don't see the darkness as an enemy, but as a teacher, you start to cultivate that light within you. Everything in space is pitch dark. This planet would be pitch dark if it wasn't for our sun. We are rotating on an axis with a moon orbiting around us, and we're hurling and chasing a sun in one of 156 billion solar systems. So if you don't think that your darkness has a lot to do with your freedom, you are looking at it the wrong way. Everything is dark. And then you start to bring the light in, whether it's through prayers, whether it's through angel, whether it's through journaling, whether it's through going back to school, whether it's through burn practices, whether it's through candles, whether it's through crystals, whether it's through Reiki, whether it's through chakra work. There are so many ways to tap into that energy and to utilize that. And if you can just say to yourself all day long, I am worthy of happiness. I deserve to feel joy. You will start to be mindful and you will start to visualize yourself surrounded by light, surrounded by energy, surrounded by happiness. And you're going to find that more often than not, you are around nicer and nicer people. Now, I'm not going to go into all the ways, but I want to go into one last way that really transformed so many people's lives, including my own. I'm going to admit it. And this isn't something that honestly I would have ever done prior to my spiritual awakening. And I don't want to sound like I'm some sort of ogre or heathen, but I would never have thought to do random acts of kindness without somebody watching, without somebody noticing, without getting the accolades for it, right? Because I was such in a dark place and I was so angry at the world and I felt like everybody hated me and I hated everybody and everything was bullshit and I couldn't fucking stand anything. I didn't like anybody. I didn't like sex. I didn't like drinking. I didn't like petting my dogs. I didn't really like hanging out with my nieces, but I loved them. I found comfort in hiding and being either completely drunk, or I would get I would be ill all the time. I would have sickness after sickness after sickness. And all of this is an indicator of mass depression, anxiety, fear, whatever it is. And then after I did my 30-day spiritual retreat, silent retreat at a Buddhist temple, I had to sit with my thoughts 30 fucking days. And I had to write everything out. And I didn't have any television. I didn't have any radio. All I had was me and my mind. And during that time, I learned about why most Buddhists are vegans and what that energy is. So what that energy is if you eat suffering, that means your money is paying for suffering. Therefore, you are a consumer of suffering and you're creating suffering. My whole life had been about suffering. I was a very happy little girl until my mother died. Except for the occasional bouts of I'm going to run away with my suitcase in hand and rain boots on my feet. Just like any normal kid, it probably wasn't getting all the attention I wanted. Up until that time, I was very happy. Big-hearted little girl, as my aunt would say. She reminded me of a story when we lived in New York. We had just moved back from Columbia. that there was black and white cookies, very famous in the East Coast. And I don't know what part of the country you live in, or if you live in the United States, or you live in Africa, or in Europe, or in the Netherlands, or New Zealand, Ireland, England. I'm trying to think of all the countries that messaged me. Sweden, Norway, Guam. oh my gosh, there's so many of you. In fact, this podcast is proud to say that in December of 2023, we hit 500,000 listens. That means that we have impacted through this energy of ours, 500,000 lives, because you are telling everybody you know about this podcast and you're sharing it on your social media. All you have to do is screenshot this and put it on your Instagram, put it on your Facebook, put it on something, because you will awaken one more person who needs this. But it was the acts of kindness that got me to really change my mind. And one of the Buddhist monks said, for 30 days, why don't you just not cause any suffering while you're here? And I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, every meal, choose to not impact an animal. I was like, well, I could not eat animals for 30 days, but I really love pepperoni. And as they started to teach me that all of this was connected, the plants and the trees, and that scientists had measured the energy of grass. And here was one of the saddest things I ever learned. Not the saddest, but a pretty sad thing was that when grass secretes a scent, meaning some people like, oh, I love the smell of fresh grass. Scientists have decided, and you can Google this, that smell is warning the other blades of grass that a murder is going to occur. And that's them screaming in pain. I'm like, wait a second, grass is screaming in pain? He was like, yes, here. And he showed me the science. So it started as me doing an act of kindness by not causing any suffering, because if you buy the eggs, then the animals are forced to breed and have these eggs, which causes the chickens to lose their calcium in their legs and break their little bones. And then it came down to the point of I could do it for 5 days and then a week and then 30 days. And then I realized, like, I could go a whole life without ever causing suffering in that way. And if I couldn't eat a Pomeranian or a poodle, I couldn't eat a pig. And so regardless of what your acts of kindness can be, it really, really, really started turning around my energy and my mentality. Because when you spread happiness and you perform acts of kindness towards other, whether it's a small gesture or a heartfelt conversation, you're contributing positivity into a world of darkness, into someone else's life that can bring us, the givers of this joy, fulfillment to our own lives. And so you can be as simple as letting somebody in traffic, giving somebody a compliment. You got a couple extra bucks in your wallet, write down God says yes and throw them out your window. Hide them in a tree. Put them in the parking lot if you drop your kid off from school. Maybe some kid needs lunch money and he finds the dollar and the $5 bill and he can get that snack, or he can buy his sister something. Now, acts of kindness are my daily rituals. Every day I try to perform one act of kindness, if not more. Not because I need anybody to see me or know. It's because it genuinely makes me feel like the love I'm receiving from the universe, I'm pouring into other people. Something I love to do is take cash out of the bank, write down, God says yes, God sees you, God loves you. And I put them inside diaper boxes at discount stores. So whether it's a dollar store or a Walmart, places I don't really shop anymore. I go in and I drop the money, knowing that that mama is going to open up that box, knowing that somebody intentionally went out of their way to make them feel seen, make them feel heard. And it's always $20 bills I drop. And so I just visualize the mom maybe going to McDonald's and letting the kid play on the playground because she's not embarrassed that she can only buy one little order of fries, or maybe it's ordering pizza for the first time in a long time and putting the kids down and watching a movie while you just soak in the hot tub and you don't have to clean dishes. I don't know. But I know that that money is being felt for the intent that I gave it, because I love them. I don't have to know them to know that I can serve them. I never see any of the animals I save. I never see any of the people that I save through this podcast. In fact, I get letters and emails and messages all day long and how my words have healed them and lifted them to a new place. And you see, it's these acts of kindness for me were really pivotal in my depression, because knowing that my very existence was actually helping one person feel better about themselves in some way really started to change the way I manifested. Think about it like this. If you're constantly going to the universe and saying, I want, I want, I want, I want, the universe is simply a mirror reflecting back to you. And so now the universe looks at us. I want, I want, I want, I want. But if you're ready to see a different reflection, what I always say, and this is something that I say every day, give me a way to serve today. Give me a way to serve today. Put me in a room to be an earth angel. Give me the situation where I see somebody in need and I buy them some food or I give them some money. Because I don't care what they're doing with the money. They're going to do it either way. And they may as well not get arrested or break into somebody's house for more money because I had a couple of bucks to give them that got them drunk or high. It's not my job to heal you. My job is to teach. My job is to guide. And my job is to help you become the greatest manifester that you've ever known. And I know beyond a shadow of doubt that within the sound of my voice, you're right now debating. Should I book that free 10-minute call? Should I sign up for her next group class? Should I do one-on-one coaching? Is this even possible? 500,000 people have listened to this podcast. I have successfully lived in a $1 million house for 3 years because of my belief in giving. I have a luxury automobile that's completely paid in full because I lead with my love. All of these things wouldn't be possible if I only wanted money, because I would just be the same broken down version I was before with a handful of cash that would fly away as fast as it comes in. But because I've painstakingly gone through all the steps on what really does work and what really doesn't, I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that what I teach, what I say, and what I do changes lives. And I want to hear your story. I want you to book a call with me. I want you to get into my next group class, whether it's the one that's March 24th or in April or in May, or maybe it's August. But take this time to fall in love with the version of you. And if you're ready to take the first step towards a brighter future, I really do want to meet you and all the people from around the world who have already signed up for this class. So you can join me in my upcoming course, Manifest Your Money, Manifest Your Magic, and Manifest Your Miracles Bootcamp. In this transformative journey, we'll delve deeper into the manifestation techniques that will help you attract abundance, prosperity, happiness, all into your life immediately. And together, me and you and our group, our class, together we will navigate through the darkness and unlock the power within each and every one of you to manifest your joy, fulfillment, and the life that you truly fucking deserve. I want you to go right there to my show notes and click on one of those buttons right now. Take some step towards living a happier, more free life while you're conquering your fears and finding your joy. Now, I love you, and it's time to wrap up because everything is always working out for us. And it is time for us, for you, to go and manifest your miracles right now. Producers, Cue that motherfucking music. I love you. I love you. Thanks for listening to this episode of Manifesting Miracles. Now it's time for you to take action. I invite you to hang out with me just a little bit more by signing up for my newsletter. You'll get instant exclusive access to the practices that will chart your own path to abundance. And yes, spark that highest version of you. Head to the show notes right now so you don't miss a thing. Now listen, I fucking believe in you. And it's now time for you to win, win, win. Yes, yes.